This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today with our study of the great topic of entering the church. And presently we're on the specific topic of some of the reasons why people make the mistake of holding that we are saved or that we enter the church by faith alone, or immediately when we believe, or as it has been said by some that I've heard, the split second one believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have suggested a number of reasons why people make this mistake, but I want to begin today with a fifth reason without reviewing the other four that I've already discussed. The fifth reason is that some make the mistake of holding that one is saved by faith alone because they do not realize that certain changes are necessary. That is, changes in the part or on the part of the person who is being saved or who wishes to be saved. First of all, there has to occur a change of conviction. There has to come into the mind a knowledge of truth. And having learned the truth, one must trust in that truth, really be willing to submit his life to it. In John chapter 8 and verse 32, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Notice carefully the necessity, the absolute essentiality of truth. The truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the Word of God, as we read in John chapter 17. In Acts chapter 2, verses 36 to 38, after the Apostle Peter had presented proof that Jesus was the Christ, he said, as recorded in verse 36, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. And when they heard that, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men, brethren, what shall we do?" Now notice that the apostle Peter did not tell them, as many modern day preachers would, "Since you're a believer, you have nothing else to do." Rather, he told them to repent and be baptized unto the remission of sins. And so you see, there is a change of conviction necessary. A man going along living his life, holding that there is no God or that there's no essentiality of his paying any attention to God, he then comes to know that God is and to know what God's will is and what it requires. There is a change of conviction. Then secondly, there must be a change of mind, or as the Bible puts it, repentance. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, the Apostle Peter said, "Repent ye and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out." In Acts 2:38, he said to believers, "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." In Acts 11 and 18, the brethren at Jerusalem, responding to the report that the Apostle Peter had given about the conversion of the household of Cornelius, said, "Then unto the Gentiles also hath God granted repentance unto life." Jesus said, "Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." You see, you cannot be saved without repenting, without having a change of mind. It isn't enough merely to learn that God is, that Jesus Christ is his son, is the Son of God, that the Bible is the Word of God. You have to be willing to change your mind to devote your life to him rather than to the world and to live your life in sin. In the third place, there must be not only a change of conviction and a change of mind, there must be a change of avowal or a change of declared allegiance. That is, you must be willing to confess with your mouth Jesus Christ as Lord. In Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, the Apostle Paul declared under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, "Then, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." In Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, Jesus made clear that if you will confess him before men here on earth, he will confess you before the Father in heaven. But if you do not confess him before men on earth, he will not confess you before the Father who is in heaven. Our time is gone for today. It's been so good for you to be with us. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of the great topic of entering the church, which Jesus bought with his blood.